know how I live personally and how my awareness has increased, you know, as I've grown with age and I've also as things have become more dynamic. But then becoming a parent has also made me even more conscious. You know, at 60 years old with a 10-year-old son, I'm handing him something. I'm going to hand him a piece of the world that's going to be his. And I want it to be the best that it can possibly be. Was it that way when I was a kid in 1970? I was 10 years old in 1970. Was it that way? No, it wasn't. That's what spawned Earth Day. That's what started this whole conscientious revolution, if you will. And it continues forward, and it's accelerating just as much as the issues that we are confronting are accelerating. So I think the evidence is all over, and Earth Day is just a coming together of all those elements, you know, in one day where people can not just celebrate, because we are celebrating this year, 30 years for Earth Day Indiana. It's a celebration event. But also come, and I love the concept that we've become, many of us, because you can't swing a cat without hearing about some kind of issue that global warming is producing, whether it's storms or it's the fires in Australia, it's constant. And so this is an opportunity for us to come together and become Earth curious. The people that we need to get to now, that ripple effect is the Earth curious. They're starting to pay attention, finally. And hopefully it's going to go outward, you know, across the planet.
What kind of lessons can we learn from the outbreak of the coronavirus when it comes to our environment and helping to give back the elements that are taught through Earth Day?
Boy, that's a pretty deep question. But I would say the first initial thing is awareness. I think acute awareness, and that's one of the things that I think Earth Day helps to do. I've drawn the concept in my mind that recently we've had so much attention to global warming and climate change and all these things, and then you compile upon that, you know, the COVID-19 virus. I keep correcting myself because I want to be accurate. And it really, those things all boil down to the same thing, essentially, I think, and that is awareness and action based upon education and thought and decision making. We make choices every day. I make a choice when I throw something in the trash can. I make a choice before I even throw that thing in the trash can when I buy it off the shelf. How I'm just being that absolute awareness. And it seems almost obsessive and compulsive, but that's where we are. And denial is not a river in Egypt. You know, we have to be present.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.